Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Friday. Oh my god, Friday is finally here. I've been wanting Friday to be here since last Friday. I don't know. I'm just in a really weird mood. And it's a week before Christmas. And I've done all my shopping. You know, people, online shopping is... online shopping for people is better. And since I'm grounded to go from the stores, you know, you know, I guess that's the way to do it. And, okay, so David and Bobby are here. I'm going to bring them on. We have a special guest. When I say a special guest, people on Twitter all day accuse me of knowing. Like, oh, you know this. And the truth of the matter is, I don't know. I have no freaking clue who is. Oh, Maggie is here too. Okay. And then Bobby, David, and Maggie on.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Bobby and Maggie.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Welcome back.
You know, a week before Christmas and all through the house, everyone is staying home and it's Trump's fault. I don't care on my holiday, okay? I just thought it was funny.
No, I like it.
I know. But no, seriously, you guys, be careful with this COVID thing because... I discovered that one of my family members have it now, so it's nothing I'm tight with, and, you know, so it's just crazy, and, you know, do not tell me what happened on ZH, anyone today, because I haven't seen it.
I haven't yet.
Yeah. Me either.
And then the Seahawks are gearing up to play, well, I don't know if they are called the Redskins anymore or what. All I know is
yeah, it's the Washington football team.
What?
And the good news is, Carly, that where I live is going to be broadcast this Sunday. But I may have
to have
a little bit of problem having the Seattle Washington game is going to be broadcast where we are, as the Fox Lone game. But it's going on at the same time that Nolan's New England Patriots team is playing.
Here too.
Well, I'm just happy that we are in the number one in the league right now, and playing Washington, you know, is going to be easy. I do not appreciate a 10 o'clock game, people. I mean, come on. How respectable can you be for me? I mean, come on. 10 o'clock on a Sunday? Why?
Ridiculous.
We need, like, 1 o'clock game. The, you know, 5 o'clock game. That will work for Carly. And, okay, so I'll schedule next week. We only have one interview next week on the 23rd. Hudson West, Lil Zeke will be on the show. And on the 23rd at noon, and Nadia is not here tonight because she's covering the Nancy Lee Grom Zoom thing. And keep your finger crossed something good so can come out of that. And David, where is the special guest?
Not yet.
I know, so...
Bobby,
do you know who the special guest is yet?
I don't even know.
Why don't I believe it? You the way you should know so fast?
Seriously, Bobby.
Okay.
That was really
you,
a fast
you know,
one.
I mean, that's maybe. I interrogate and I don't give up. And when I want something really bad, I go after it and I don't care what it costs me. So, this, okay, I'm asking you again, Bobby. Do you know who the special guest is?
I still don't know.
See, even you had a pregnancy pause, okay? That is showing me something. See, I know, Megan probably doesn't know because she's been out of it all week. So I can't pretty much ask who. But you, on the other hand, I can. And, yeah, so what is everyone doing for Christmas?
Can we talk about Dave for a minute?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just some time.
Oh, my God.
I'm a special guest.
I know Charlie did it. I know he did it, but, God, no.
Well, that was not, that's too obvious.
No. So, right. But I really love Charlie and Dave, and, my God, he's shocking the heck out of me. He's really, what he did to Ava, I mean, now he's got her kidnapped, and that really threw me for a loop. Did you see it?
Interesting.
Yesterday?
I'm trying to pay very, 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 very close attention to the Swiss board people. Because, you know. Okay, our guest is here. Okay, so I'm going to put you all on mute. And, okay, I'm laughing right now. Okay, I will bring you guys back on the mic. Okay, special guest, I have no clue who you are because no one will tell me.
Hi, is this Pizza Hut?
Is
this
funny.
Carly
okay.
from Pizza Hut?
You
I'd like
so
to order
funny.
a large double cheese pizza, please, and have it delivered to Palm Springs, California.
Yeah, oh my God,
Carly.
Oh my gosh,
I thought I was your boyfriend.
Oh my God,
you talk quickly.
Yes, I will. I promise. No, oh my God, I was right because I asked David 5 minutes ago if it was you, and he would not tell me. Bobby wouldn't tell me. Maggie didn't know because Maggie's been out of it all week. So I was right.
I wanted to be
okay, so,
fashionably late so I could surprise you.
Well, yeah, you're usually really on time. That's what kind of threw me off because you're usually on time. So I gotta know. Okay, what happened with the no hospital stuff? I gotta know. I have to know.
With General Hospital?
Yeah, remember when you were testing?
Yeah, no, I didn't get it.
It.
I don't think I got it. No one called me, but thanks for. No, I said I don't think I got it.
Oh, come on, ABC. Okay, I'm going to go do something ABC now.
It's okay. I like being invited to the party.
Well, I know, but come on, you more in general? Come on, how hard would that be? Explain that. It would. Well, it make me happy. Okay, explain this to me. Okay. We are in, it's almost midnight. Well, it's not almost midnight. Are we going to have a government shutdown, Zaspo? Oh, are they going to do the stimulus money tonight? What in the hell is going on? Because I am so confused. Every time I turn around today, I get more confused with the news.
Right. Well,
so you're here, and you're a political analyst.
Oh, I'm a political analyst now. Okay.
Well, no, you're my TV boyfriend, you know, slash movie husband. So you're that, but by now, you're my political analyst because I don't know what, I mean, you hear one thing and then you hear another thing. So I'm very confused. So explain to the American people what's really going on.
Well, what's really going on is I think we might have something by – I think they're going to stay until they figure it out this weekend. And I think they will finish either tomorrow or Sunday. And they will get – they will hammer out a stimulus package before they leave.
So do you think it's going to be the 600 that people been saying today or the 1,200?
I'd like to think it was 12, but something tells me they may compromise and go back to the 6, because I don't think the Republicans want to give the 1,200.
So when Biden gets in on the 21st, okay, if he got another relief package, okay, since he's the president then, even though okay, we don't own the seat in the House, do we, the Democrats, or do we?
Well, right now, we have the majority in the House, but not in the Senate.
Okay, so what about the Senate? In January, will we have Missouri in the Senate or not?
Well, it depends on the runoff in Georgia. If we win the two... If we get the two Senate seats in Georgia, then we have the majority by one, just by one. Oh, no, actually, it's tied, but Vice President Kamala Harris would always be the tiebreaker.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, well,
so
in essence,
we would have control because she would vote for the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so how, you know who, like Ruby Goldberg says on The View, you know who. Okay, so pretty much Biden can go in there and get more proposals done, and even if they got rejected by the House or the Senate, but now that he's there and it's a new ballgame, could he override the Senate and the House? Or does he need to get approval by both of them to get another bill in for the people?
Knowing Biden, he would try to first go through them, but he can do an emergency veto of an emergency funding and get more money to people, which I think he will do. I think he will get more money to the average citizen.
Yeah, I do too. And my next question is, okay, this senator, I don't know where he's from, but now he's trying to turn and say the Electoral College was a fraud, and, you know, they are trying, like, one more legal move, but I thought all their legal moves were thrown out. So why is this one senator, who's a Republican, coming up and saying all this shit, and you don't hear a peep from McConnell or from Lindsey Graham? They all actually keeping their mouths shut and telling Trump to concede. So why isn't this guy conceding yet? It's over. It's done. I mean, what is it going to take for him to concede?
Well, I don't think Trump will ever – Trump's not going to concede. He's going to leave never conceding. Yeah.
He doesn't have to concede.
I mean, Biden's going to be sworn in on the 20th regardless.
See, yeah, and there are rumors that he won't even be at the inauguration.
I hope not. Do you want him there?
I hope not. And then I was thinking back 4 years ago, even though, you know, Bush is all Republican, but, you know, I think they, you know, did the right thing and they did vote for Biden. But 4 years ago, I thought when Joe Sr. got in the hospital, I really thought he really got in the hospital just to get out of going to the inauguration. I thought when I heard he was in the hospital at the same time as the inauguration, I'm like, that's a perfect way to get out of something you really don't want to do. So, yes.
Right.
And so, yeah. And on the COVID front, how is it in Palm Springs? Because right now in Seattle, I'm grounded. I'm totally grounded. I didn't do anything wrong. That's for once in my life. Hard to believe. My mom is doing my grocery shopping because of my bad immune system and doing my grandma's. And the only two places I've been is the bank and McDonald's drive-thru and Pizza Hut, where they put the stuff in the trunk. So my question is, how does Palm Springs look compared to what we are going through Washington? Because Washington just put a whole bunch of words back on the table. I mean, you are not allowed to have Christmas with people outside your family. And I find that so funny because I live alone. I'm like, oh, okay, that's so sad. But, yeah, how is Palm Springs, doing the same?
California is horrible. L.A. County is at zero capacity for the ICU beds. They don't have any more beds. And we have two hospitals in Palm Springs. One of the hospitals is completely full. So it's not good here at all.
And how's your dad doing? Because I know earlier
Thank you. He actually recovered 100% and he's had no problems at 88 years old.
I was worried because of his age. I was really worried because of his age, if he could recover, because they say the older they are, and that's why my mom has kind of grounded my grandmother. But she is fighting to enable. But then I'm like, hey, Grandma, if you get COVID, you don't want this. So you have to stay at home. So, yeah, but
yeah.
I'm so glad your dad is, you know, totally recovered. I just found out in the last 20 minutes, my cousin texted me from Oregon, and my other cousin in New York now has COVID-19. So,
I'm sorry.
But I mean, it's the first one in the family that, you know, has it. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, this family, whatever, someone has one thing, I'm thinking, oh crap, everyone usually follows. I mean, that's how it happened in this family. So I'm like, okay, I'm staying away from people. That's it. But so, yes.
Yeah.
So what did your Christmas look like? Because I'm sleeping.
I came in from LA yesterday. I got tested today. I'm negative, and I'll be quarantining. I'll be staying home, other than just going to maybe the grocery store, and that's it. I'll be staying here the whole time, all through holidays.
So why did you have to quarantine?
Well, anytime I go into LA and I'm around people, even though I had a mask on and all that, I just go get a rapid test here. It takes only 30 minutes. So I just like to make sure I didn't bring anything back.
Well, yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, I think quarantine right now, I mean, I said in the summer I would hate quarantine during the summer, but in the wintertime, in Seattle when it's always cold and rainy, That wouldn't bother me as much as if it was, you know, summertime, which is crazy. So when are your products coming out? Especially your product with Cameron Bond. Well, yes, Tamara. Yeah, you did one with her.
Oh, Tamara.
Yeah, you're supposed to get her on the sub. And I know she's
playing, but you know she's working every week.
I know she's being evil on days. She's back on days being a little evil, and she's back from the dead. And
she's doing such amazing work. You know, I never watched.
I mean, I totally love her because this is such a different character from when she played Carly on Xeno Hospital or when she played Kim on Xeno Hospital. This is like a new Tamara Bond that we are seeing on our screen because she's evil. Ava, you know, I just hope she doesn't do anything with Steve again because, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, so your ex comes back from the dead, who you thought for a while that your wife actually killed her, but it was your son. But now, really, she's not dead. So, yeah, I do not get that at all. But, you know, Days of a Life is famous for bringing people back from the dead. So, and
let me ask you, did you watch her years ago the first time she was on Days?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I thought she had chemistry off the source with Drake Hogerson. I thought, you know, her and Drake had this little thing, and I enjoyed it. And so when I heard she was going back, at first I'm like, wait, she's dead. How can she come back? But then I remember this is called Days of a Life. That is really need to be not called Days of a Life anymore. It needs to be Days Coming Back from the Dead because everyone has been coming back from the dead this past 2 years, 3 years. People who think it's dead always come back. And the only little thing I get mad about Days is when Stefano died, Zola Mascola died in real life. I had a hard time with Stephen Nichols being the role of Stefano because that role was so iconic and so great. He doing a great job too. So, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I think Tamara needs to invite you to the Christmas party if they have one. And
there's going to be no Christmas parties because of COVID.
I know. I just thought, like, all my ideas, like, I have all these ideas, and I'm thinking, no one's having any parties. And I'm like, you got to get Tamara on here. You promised me this. And I need Tamara. Okay, I've already interviewed Sarah Brown. I've already interviewed Laura Wright. I need Tamara. Then I can honestly say on my resume, I interviewed the three colleagues because the first one never counted. So, yeah, that's your job. And
well,
I
how about this? How about when our film Kombucha Cure is coming out? I will come on with her, and I'll just briefly introduce her to you, and then I'll get off the phone, and she can promote our movie.
Oh, okay. Wait, that's a great idea. And so what was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah. So what other movies have you been doing? Because I know you went to another location for a movie, Aaliyah?
I've only done one film called The Fall, F-A-L-L, and it's with Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Walking Dead and from Grey's Anatomy. But that's the only job I've had this whole year, other than we did Kombucha Cure in January and February, right before the pandemic.
And do you think that if we have another shutdown like we did, if Biden shuts the country down like he said he might, okay, is this going to affect daytime, or is daytime going to be safer this time around?
Well,
because
the California governor declared that actors and show business are essential workers, so we're not going to be ever shut down again.
Well, that's good because, I mean, having like four months worth of not soaps, and now that Days of Life is finally, you know, not on the 6 months ahead thing, is kind of interesting because they were doing 6 months for like the past 5-6 years, and now they are probably the amount of time that we are doing right now. I mean, no, I would say General Hospital and Y&L and Bode are ahead, but I could be wrong. But I know I still hold you for the whole time. Well, let me think about this. Because I still bring David on because he did such a nice thing. And even though he lied to me all week, and I told him he was an evil genius, you know, in other words, yes, I better bring David on because if I don't, then, yeah, David and I could possibly get in a fight. So I'm saving myself from a fight, but you are mine and not David. So, you know, we are still fighting over you. David, you are on the line.
Oh, thank you.
David? Yes, how are you doing? Hi, Jasper.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Florida. Well, it's warm, but it's warm. The flood, I'm doing okay. It's probably COVID. So I'm doing great.
Yeah. Are you staying healthy and safe?
Yes. I tested negative for COVID too, so I'm safe too. Take my distance.
You've got kind of a crazy governor down there, so, you know. He doesn't seem to want people to wear masks.
Yeah, well, our cases of COVID are rising up here in Florida, I know. They're giving out the vaccine down here, testing it, all this. Mm. I don't know what's going on. So,
yeah.
Good to, yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys watch telenovelas at all? Telenovela world? The Spanish? Just the telenovela world, you know, the soap opera world of Spanish soap opera.
Oh, yeah, I watched them before, yes.
Well, I have a good friend, Katie Barberi, and she is on many different telenovelas, and I'm actually interviewing her in about 3 minutes, and I wanted to give her a shout-out because she's amazing, and she starred in the telenovela Rebecca and many other shows, but she would be a great guest for your show.
Yeah, please send her my way and please tell Zayal because I haven't heard from Zayal in a couple of weeks because we were trying to get more people on the Bay and I got Eric from the Bay. He's really cute, by the way. I got him. But
I just had him on this week.
So did I. Oh, I know. I got him.
He's the greatest.
And
he's so great.
He is. And even though you have to go, I just wanted to make sure I brought Bobby and Maggie on to say hi because they both love you. And
is Maggie your new co-host?
No, Nadia is also a host, co-host, but she's doing the Nancy Lee Grum thing tonight, and Maggie just hasn't been feeling that well. So I needed another girl on this panel because I was dealing with two boys that were driving me crazy. Okay, one boy that was driving me absolutely crazy. So, yeah, but Maggie, you here, right?
I'm here. It's thrilled with the special guest. Thank you very much.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. That's all I can do on tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to surprise Carly, but then she didn't recognize me, so I'm not sure how I should take that. But that's okay.
You did a good job because in my head I'm like, okay, if the doctor is Zay Eddie, because Zay Eddie has called in and pretend he was Eric Braden from Young and Restless.
Bobby,
you're on, right?
No.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
you know, but I
hello?
Don't want you to wait for your interview. And please
okay,
send
well,
her away.
Carly.
Because,
Carly.
Yeah.
Carly.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
hey,
can
Jennifer.
Hear you.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if you thought your governor had you guys on lockdown except for the actors, which I'm glad they didn't do this time because I cannot afford to have watched old reruns of General Hospital dating back to when Cameron, who is now on Days, was Carly, or seeing Cameron cause trouble on Days the first time around.
Right. Yeah.
But
was, I guess soap operas don't play so well in reruns, do they?
Well, there's no longer a SoapNet, so unless they reboot SoapNet, I'm going to have to just wait till the holidays to watch the classic throwback soaps. I don't think Days will do that anytime soon because they're going to go until at least when they get the French Open for their tennis and then the Tokyo Olympics later on this summer, in the summer.
Well, I wanted to leave you guys with a thought. Have you heard about the new Pine Valley nighttime show?
Yeah. I heard that all my children are going to come back. And it will be interesting on how that works because the only problem I have with that right now, Jasper, is what's going to happen with Dixie. Will Katie McClain leave Days in order to do that show, or will it be a new actress, or will they kill her off?
I think they're going to recast a lot of it, but they're going to keep some of the I'm sure Susan Lucci will be on for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah.
Right. But I wanted to say
interesting,
our,
but we didn't.
But Jasper, our governor has us on a curfew where at 10 o'clock because all bars must close and everybody must be off the street at 10 till the beginning of the year. So this ruins New Year's Eve parties and everything else.
Yeah.
So
Which state are you in?
North Carolina. So California is not long.
Yeah. Well, we're completely. We have no outdoor dining, no indoor dining.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is completely shut down here.
Right.
Stay tuned.
But thanks for coming
listen,
on,
guys,
and thanks for surprising
happy.
Carly because. David and I didn't know who you're talking to. I thought maybe it might have been somebody that I'm familiar with, like Wally Kurt or Jay Eddie or somebody like that.
I thought it was Jasper.
But
happy holidays,
it's great
you guys.
To talk
have
to you
a,
again.
Yeah, and happy
holidays.
I do not want you late for you guys. And let me know how that interview goes and tell her we. She's so welcome and come on also, right, guys?
Most definitely.
Yes.
Most positive.
Last question, Carl.
Okay.
Last question.
Bye, sweetie.
Maurice Bernard or Tamara, who do you want the most?
Oh, my God, my son.
Both. Well, okay. Monique Bernard first. Actually, at this point, Mo vote Maggie. Maggie is the biggest Sunny fan ever. And if Sunny is not on that day, that then also she deletes the recording. Okay, so we need Renee Spinard on here because we could totally talk to him about the mental health with everyone's feeling and everything. So if you could get us more. Maggie will be in 7th heaven. That's all I can say.
Okay, well, that is going to give me something to work towards for the new year. How about that?
How about that? I like that idea.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Happy
holidays. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Okay,
take
you
care.
Too.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Okay. I will say this because David, you are not in the doghouse anymore. You are clearly out of the doghouse.
I didn't know, but that was my hunch. That's the feeling I had.
I mean, you know, the doghouse with you, the doghouse with you is like full. Like, it comes and goes. So, you know, yes. And
thank you very much, David.
I do want to say very quickly, Maggie, because of the Seattle Washington game that's being broadcast in our area, we won't be unable to get the Vikings and Bears game this weekend. I really want to watch that game, but I'm glad that at least I'm watching the Seahawks instead of the Bears. Nothing against your Bears, but I just had to do it for Carly.
Well, yeah, we need a year. This could be Seattle's year for the Super Bowl. And I think after all Washingtonians have been through with COVID-19 and staying home, we need a Super Bowl. We really do. And our last home game, Lumpy Field, because they changed the name of it. I don't know why they changed the name from Century League to the new name, but
like they're changing the name of the WNBA arena that's going to help the NHL team from key arena to a new arena when it gets back up.
Well, and so the last home game of the season was, I'm probably going to be fine because I love football season so much. I love it so much. Okay, so, yeah, okay, so this week we are playing, like I said, the
Washington football team.
Okay, maybe. Are they going to go by the Redskins, or do they just go by Washington now? I'm confused.
They're Washington right now. They drop Redskins.
Okay.
Ohio. Indians aren't going to be Indians anymore.
And they're trying to change the Cleveland baseball team in a couple of years, so that's going to be awkward when they play the White Sox. On who they're going to be. Definitely going to be awkward when the Bears have to play against the Washington football team next year.
Mm-hmm. They might have a game by then.
But I'm not too sure if we're going to get the game next game in, because that's part of a doubleheader, because we're not sure if we're going to even get that game or the Eagles-Cowboys game in next week. But I'll give you an update on Wednesday. If not Wednesday, I'll give you an update before Christmas on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, because our guy I have for the game after the Panthers, for the game that for the 425 game is a TBA game for Fox as far as what game is going to be broadcast in our area. So we're not sure if we're going to get the Seahawks game or we're going to get the Cowboys game instead.
The Bears are
good.
Well, yes. Fingers crossed for the Irish Notre Dame.
And also, you know, we are going to go very soon because I do not want to lose my voice because we've been on the air all three nights. This is our first night. And I just want to say that the 23rd Wednesday, Huston will be here. Thursday, and that's the only interview we have next week, thank God. And then it's Christmas, And for me, I believe Christmas will be Groundhog Day, because all I'm going to do is I'm going to get up, get food, watch TV, get up, get food, watch TV, go back to bed. You know, I mean, that's, you know. Oh, and hopefully I have a lot of Amazon calls by then I can just be shopping online, which is becoming more and more dangerous for me because I can be on Amazon. Okay, before we go, it's a question for everyone, especially Maggie and I. So if you abode and you go on Amazon, how many hours can you spend on Amazon, you guys? Maggie?
Depends on how much I have on my card.
Okay, Maggie?
I'm totally broke this month because I spent too much on Amazon. They have everything that I want. It's delivered, and I'm broke.
Okay, what about you, David?
I don't need to talk about Amazon, so I can't answer that question. I can't really answer that question. I never talk about Amazon.
You know, this is why I love my Amazon Prime. Because number one is free shipping. Number two, they have really good movies on there. And actually, I'm paying less for Showtime and HBO on from through Prime than I am with the cable people. It's crazy. It's really crazy. But yes.
Oh, my book.
Yeah.
You know me and reading.
So, yes. But remember, we will be back on Wednesday and go Seahawks, go Chicago. Well, Miami's not doing that good. Well, go Miami, go North Carolina. But if the Panthers were playing Seattle, you wouldn't hear me say that. So, you guys, just have a nice relaxing weekend. And please just stay in your house. Don't go out. Don't make this COVID thing worse than it is. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, y'all
okay,
have a good night.
Guys.
And, Maggie, if I don't talk to you or text you before the holidays, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Bobby. You too. A happy, healthy New Year.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be
okay.
talking.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.